Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Danny, one word to describe last night. Here's what I'm going with. Elated. Did they get Trey Johnson? Did they draft a scorer? Did they get someone who can get his own buckets? Do they have a backcourt now with Bub Carrington, who I think is going to be really, really good, and Johnson, who I think is going to be awesome, that could be the fabric of this operation? Now you eventually go get maybe it's a wing, a three, or a bigger guy in the front court with Sarr and company to be the linchpin to put this whole thing together in a couple of years. That is the hope. I loved the way last night worked out. I don't know how the Riley thing's going to go. I didn't study that part of it a whole lot. It was the top six or seven guys that I really looked at and dug into. I watch him and I see a pretty athletic upside wing, and they've been right more often than not when they've drafted. So I hope they hit a home run on that. But it was almost insignificant what happened after they got Johnson. They got a guy that I think is going to pour in 30 points a handful of times as a rookie next year, as a 20-year-old in the NBA. Sign me up.
Pleased is my word. Remember, I mean, I saw one of those like synopses of a podcast with a couple different experts, right? It was kind of, you know, it was like an amalgam of like, here's what's kind of the scuttlebutt going into the draft. And one executive was referenced on one of these podcasts. I know that was very convoluted, but the quote stuck with me. Losing the lottery the way they did set them back 2 years. That was the point where you could have like been the story of this draft. You could have been you found your SGA potentially in number one overall pick Cooper Flagg. You could have had like the linchpin to this entire movement, rocket fuel now, moving forward, getting awesome. They got better. They're better than they were. And I think they're in a better position than they were before the start of the draft. That was always going to be the case with two first-round picks. They spun the second one for more future assets in a second rounder. They got a project, a guy that I didn't love, frankly, but it's not necessarily about that. It's at 18. You're sort of just, you know, grabbing what you think is smart. And they got a player I really liked. So I'm pleased. But the stench and that sour taste in my mouth from getting screwed in the lottery, even by winning their last game as they did, they had the second. They all had that Utah and them had those same odds for the top pick. But the sneaky thing is Utah had the worst record. So the worst Utah could do was 5. The worst Washington could do was 6. At 5, would you have had more options? Would you have been able to just trade back a spot and get more?
At 5, you would have been able to choose between Ace Bailey and Trey Johnson.
Totally. And I want that. So my point is they got screwed. The most you could possibly be screwed in the lottery, that limited my euphoria with what they had. I'm very pleased.
Yeah, I mean, that part is true. I guess I'm kind of over it. It was a while ago, and
I
dealt with the reality already and kept it moving. But when you reintroduce it to the conversation this morning and today, I get it. They could have had Cooper Flagg last night if you want to play that game.
Yep.
Like, that stinks. I would have loved that. That would have been amazing. And that was certainly for about 72 hours after the way the lottery went, my reaction and my takeaway. I will say that this cushioned the blow big time. I think they got a really, really good player.
Where did you have him in this class?
When we studied, you and I kind of have to go through in the weeks ahead. Mm-hmm. I don't pretend to be a huge college basketball expert or mark. I don't study these guys year-round. But it is the job to then dig in. And one of the things I like to do is I have a lot of contacts in sports, so I ask people that are smarter than me.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think he's going to be the second best player in this draft class. That's my opinion. Now, Harper should be better than him as an all-purpose player, but I value scoring and putting the ball in the basket immensely. And so if Ace Bailey was not a potential problem child and pain in the butt, I'd probably have Bailey too. But you have to understand that I outsize scoring in any kind of evaluation. Like, when I looked at the draft years ago, like, Jason Tatum, to me, I was like, how could anyone pass on this guy? This is awesome. He's going to go get buckets. To me, not enough teams do that. They worry about every little thing, and it's like, can he score? If he can't score, I don't care. If I was a boss, and I'm sure CK does this with demos or something, whatever your company is, there's got to be something you look at, and you're like, all right, where's the thing I'm looking for? And if you don't see it, you just toss it to the side. Can you get your own offense? If you cannot do that, you're borderline irrelevant to me that high.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most excited I've been about a draft pick in years for them, for that reason, in years. Like, I think eventually he's going to be able to create and offensively be every bit as impactful as like a Bradley Beal was. I mean, now, is he going to have the terrible contracts that Beal had? I mean, I don't know if everyone will write about anything. Ask the Phoenix Suns, but I can't answer that. But like, this is a guy to me that, if they would have taken him at 3, I would have been thrilled. So the idea,
yeah, I can make that case.
They
yeah.
fell all the way to 6, and they still got him. I feel way worse about getting the 6th pick than I did the night it happened. Now, I could also be wrong. What do I know? This is just my own
sure.
you know, couple of weeks of watching clips and reading about guys and trying to dive into this thing. And if he ends up being a Jag, then yeah, having the 6th pick was bad. But we all agree this year's class is a lot better than last year's class.
Yes.
So it's not like you picked 6 last year, which would have been a nightmare. And next year's class is going to be even better. So, you know, this is probably the year of the 3 where you probably would have wanted to pick 6, and it seemed like it worked out for them. And in a weird way, Ace Bailey helped them, I think, with all the nonsense leading up to the draft that he was doing.
The scuttlebutt out there, I don't know what report I buy or not, but that he was trying to work his way to either here, New Orleans, or Brooklyn. And he didn't work out for Utah. Danny Ainge, this is a very classic Danny Ainge move, didn't care about that, right? Where he's like, is that dude 6'8 and super athletic and can put the ball in the hole? Well, we'll take our chances. Thank you.
Let's go to Quentin in Gaithersburg, who's been waiting patiently. What's up, Quentin? How do you feel about last night? Give us your one word to describe round one.
I think it's very smart, actually. And how y'all doing today? Grand Danny, happy to be back.
Good buddy.
I think it's really smart, actually, because, you know, you had to... I think they did a really good job of getting the vets in. CJ McCollum, Chris Middleton, even though they're expensive, you know, Middleton's a champion, and CJ McCollum, even though he's a journeyman, he has been deep in the playoff run. So mixing him with Marcus Smart, I think there's a really good group of vets. And then you have Bob Carrington coming alive late in the season last year, showing that he's a willing passer and can get a bucket. Then you have Keyshawn George, a scorer at will, big, tall, maybe 3-guard. Sar shoots a little too much for my liking, but still a solid piece. We just were missing that go-get-a-bucket guy. And, yeah, you had A.J. Johnson, who we can't forget about because he is another year in the league, and he's very explosive and in transition, very exciting to watch.
I love his game.
Appreciate you.
He right now is going to have to be a get-in-where-you-fit-in guy for me because I need minutes for Bub. Like, he should be playing 30 to 35 minutes a night at the point with the ball in his hands next year. And I don't do this ease guys in to the extent that NBA teams do. So I'm sure Trey Johnson's going to play way less than I want him to next year with the rotation and the guys they have with Smart and McCollum and whoever else is going to have to get minutes. But if I had my druthers, if I did it my way, the whole year would just be about those two kids in the backcourt together combining for 30 plus minutes. By the way, they've got to be terrible, because they have a top 8 predicted pick next year.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't think we have to worry about that. They're not, A, because they're not good enough to not finish in the bottom 8, but B, they're way too smart to allow that pick to go away. So if it comes to it, they'll just start 10-day contract 40 minutes at a time, guys, until they get where they need to go. But I'll be fascinated to see how they employ the veterans on this team.
Yeah.
Like, respectfully to the Smarts and the McCollums and the group of veterans that they have, I need you to be Anthony Gill. Like, sit it over there in your tracksuit. Most nights you might get a couple of minutes and, you know, lead some speeches in the huddle occasionally.
Yeah, in general, we're feeding out of the same trough when it comes to playing kids for so many years. Like, I would be exasperated at this organization for drafting a guy in the first round and, like, not giving him minutes until January. The only sensitivity I have is there's no schedule like the NBA schedule. There's no amateur basketball that you get to play that's anywhere close to it. I know you're grinding and working every day, but it's just different. So pacing guys a little bit to you know, get them used to NBA life and some of the demands and rigors they're in, I could live with maybe a couple less minutes for a while. But once we get going, come on, man. Let's put the kids in the game.
I'm not saying night one. I'm saying by the end of next year.
Totally agree.
He needs to be playing huge minutes as you're starting to, who doesn't come off the floor when the ones are out.
100%.
But I also know that that's not what's going to happen, mm-hmm. and it's not reality, because that's not what the sport, or certainly what they've done here, and what that's called for. Just look at Bub last year. Now, he ended up getting a lot of minutes, and in the end, I would say I was fine with the way that they kind of deployed him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
But would I have tamped it up more from the beginning? Yes. In the end, he averaged 30 minutes a game, and he played in every single game. So we got there.
Yeah.
They also had Jordan Poole to deal with, who they don't have to now.
Totally right.
Who was sopping up a lot of those minutes. Let's go to Elijah in the district. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
I want to say my word is invested. What they're doing is making decisions that are going to help them in the future. You make these investments now. I think they're going to put some more butts in the seat. So if we're going through the year, I don't want to project losing on them just for the sake of saying that. But I think if they are going to take some L's, having some guys to say that while we're sitting there, that this product or where we are in the timeline is worth it. And to see them make those decisions, to see them make certain shots, to see the rotations. And if we can just see the arrows trending up, I just think we'll feel better about the overall product. We have to understand that they haven't been good for a while, so we can't expect to just come in and then we just I don't want to have guys on my squad that I won't see in the future, or guys that's just, well, they won't be here soon. I'm kind of tired of that mindset. I want my players to be here. I want them to build something that's lasting. And I think having young guys that they can develop versus a whole bunch of vets that's already in some systems and already have an idea of what they need and what they want, I think this is a good start. And I'm invested. Like you even said, you're willing to go to some games. I can honestly say I don't know the last time that I was like, I'm willing to research some games. I'm willing to go and cheer and be like, yeah, man, this is something.
Well, here's how I'll say it, Elijah. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, buddy.
The Sar pick last year was the right pick, and at the time, that was the guy that I was hoping they would get. As long as he was there, I was going to be happy, and he was. Mm-hmm. I, on draft night, was not like, yes, cannot wait to get to Capital One Arena to see Alex Sar. That's just not how I feel. What you added is a potentially electric player, like a guy who could put on a little bit of a show and pour in 34 one night.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you could be there when he goes for 40.
Exactly. That's more fun. And so I am more excited by the pick. Shane in Virginia, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Commander Danny Grant? How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Chilling.
Hey, I think for the first time, this organization got it right. So my word is going to be potential. This is going to be see if there's a – yeah. It's just they're getting younger every year, right? So, we got to
– Oh, he dropped. Sorry, Shane. Something wrong with the phone. We can get back to you. What were you about to say?
I'll say to Elijah's point about I want guys that are going to be here for a long time and build together. In general, 100% correct. The thing that makes it complicated, though, is the NBA salary cap restrictions and salary floor restrictions. So you're going to have tourists pass through here on their way. You're going to have McCollums and Olenek and Smarts and some of the veteran dudes to you know, the latest in iteration of this guy is going to help this guy develop. That's going to be part of it necessarily before they start making their big money. Because the window is open right now, like we always talk about with Jaden Daniels. These kids make pittance next to free agent veteran Vinny, right? Where a journeyman swingman is going to make $30 million to go 10-5 for someone. We're not there yet with a lot of these guys, but you need players that command huge salaries just to abide by the rule.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.